This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins were quiet for most of the day yesterday before putting on a rally in the ninth inning, but it came up a few feet short. Kansas City beat Minnesota 6-5, taking 3 of 4 in the series. Trailing 6-1 to start the ninth, Josh Bell cracked a three-run homer in the inning. That made it 6-4. The rally continued. The lead was cut to 6-5. Then Brooks Lee flied out to deep left field to end the game, just a few feet short of a homer. Derek Shelton's the manager.
Try to take the positive from it the first. I mean, we're played 17 games in a row. We're down 6-1 in the ninth, and you know, we bring the winning run to the plate twice. So they continue to battle. They continue to grind. I mean, we just had, unfortunately, one bad inning that kind of got away from us on the pitching side.
KC scored 4 times in the fifth inning. Twins lefty Connor Prelup took the loss. Minnesota's off tonight and will start a 3-game set in Detroit tomorrow night. The AAA Saints won again. They're red hot. They blanked Indianapolis 3-0 in St. Paul yesterday. The Saints took 5 of 6 from the Indians. The first-place Minnesota Lynx tinkered around with the Seattle Storm for about a half on Saturday, then flipped the switch and won it 88-68. Head coach Cheryl Reeves says one thing shifted after halftime.
Effort came at a good time because we didn't see it for most of the first half. Allowed Seattle to get off to a great start. They were ready to play. We weren't. We discussed that at halftime, and I thought they came with the appropriate effort, intensity, connectivity. That first half, we lacked probably all those things, so it was nice to get it going.
Natasha Howard scored 27 in Saturday's win, and Reeves says of that effort.
Ran the floor in transition, you know, probably a huge highlight. I mean, Courtney's pass, I don't know how it got through there. You know, Tasha caught that thing, laid it in, three-point play, so Tasha had a really good game.
Minnesota will host second-place Dallas and Paige Beckers tomorrow night in Minneapolis. The Timberwolves unveiled new uniforms and a slightly altered team logo at an event at the Target Center yesterday. The new look freshens the old-school Timberwolves look. And the Vikings open a 3-day mini-camp at team headquarters tomorrow. This is MNN Sports.